Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, your hated ones, yes, even your enemies. Tell them, tell everybody, because everybody needs to hear this. Is everybody listening to this now? Okay, you're listening to Cocoon in the Microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces here, our latest installment. And please, get involved with the cause. I'm not just doing this to talk. I'm not just doing all this personally to be heard and be seen in the public eye. It's about, more than anything, our platform, our mission, being famous and being, by all, the best way to make something, anything popular, to make anything really work, is for people to embrace it. I think that's a real reason that honest to whatever you believe in, that right there, that's the reason that people basically do not. That's why so much stuff doesn't work. It's too spread out. Everybody's screaming for something different. Everybody wants to be enemies to each other and whatnot. Anyway, get involved with the cause. Call in. I'm at 1-515. Remember, you got to basically dial a 1 first. 515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, here's the thing. Here is the Uber thing. Ever since the lockdown, the rioters right now, and that dang outbreak, everybody's kind of quarantined right now. You know, I think we may be facing the end of the world. I wonder if this is how dinosaurs fell when the Ice Age finally happened. I wonder if they were responsible for it like we were. I don't know. Maybe the world is just saying, we've gone on long enough. Well, you know what? Just in case it hasn't, let's try to fix things while there still might be something resembling time. I hope you haven't been following us just up to this point, but if you have, this is your first episode. Well, shame on you. Where were you? Let me start. I was living in the good old town of McKinleyville, California. Now, I've traveled all over this world. Every continent, all seven seas, and I'm telling you, there's still something about the place where I was born, raised, spent most of my time, McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. And I did everything there was in that town, in a way, you know, that's all I did. Did it again and again until I had enough. I wanted to leave town. When me and my mother, father too, had a big ugly falling out, the closest thing I had to a job was to be on this Blog Talk radio show back when I was doing my own format there as well. That's a real thing. But anywho, the point is, are you listening? I was overwhelmed. And yet underwhelmed because I hadn't done anything. I hadn't left that town. I just stayed there. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I was thrown out of the house with almost nothing. Clothes on my back, and a very small bag to keep my personals in. A very tiny bag, because believe me, I didn't need much space. And you know what, even that little ass bag, that stuff still rattled around. The point is, I was walking the road, and I went to the woods, where we were all basically, you know, making campfire, whatnot. I shouldn't say we yet, because I wasn't even part of it yet. I came across this guy who called himself Organic Okay. He was sitting there with a bunch of other guys, and they were having a campfire and whatnot. And you know something? I got to talk to the guy. We talked. We chatted. And he asked me to join his campaign. He asked me to join his mission. He said he had money. He's a guy in money. What he wanted to do was save the world. And he needed help doing it. And remember, we all need help. Help always starts with you. Charity starts at home. We all need to get involved and do something. So anywho, he asked me to join my expedition. He asked me my name. I told him, and I can't tell all of them for practicality reasons, but it's just like, you know, in the hood. I'm not from the hood, I'm not. But I'll tell you something. I am from the street, because that's where I've been spending a lot of my time. I was an immigrant to the street. That's how we all start out there, and then the street becomes part of us. He had me get down on one knee and he touched me on the shoulder with two fingers, like he was royalty, teaching with that sword. I dub thee DJ Butterfly Feces. Why DJ?
You said you were on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I was, but I mean, I wasn't a DJ. I didn't just spin records. I had opinions like I do now. See, I think radio should really be about stuff. It shouldn't just be us pushing buttons and spin records and doing whatever anybody, just basically playing music in dulcet tones. Or just doing news, weather, and traffic. We should be about something. It should be the ultimate soapbox for.
I agree.
And he took me on his expedition. We spent the rest of the night there in McKinleyville. Gave me a tent to sleep in and whatever. No, I'm sorry, I'm getting too much in the previous episodes. Look, long story short, we took off in the morning. He had a Winnebago, and they all had cars. We drove off. We basically went on a big road trip all the way across the country to Miami, Florida, and we stayed there for a while. Then we went, once again, this was the beginning of the year. He had us go basically all the way to Seattle, Washington, in the beginning, dead of winter. Now, brother, I understand being south, being in McKinleyville and Miami, Florida during the winter, but why would you go all the way up to Seattle? Boy, did I have an eye-opening experience. Went to Scottsdale, Arizona, to San Diego, California, and now we're in Honolulu, Hawaii. There are other places. Once again, I don't want to eat up tonight's entire running episode time telling you what happened previously. Check out other episodes. I just have to cliff note every single time. It's like previously on, you know something? Even some movies, basically, some of them used to open what happened with in the last film in the installment saga to help the segue. Shouldn't do that. You should have been paying attention. If you missed it, you missed it. The previously on, no more of that. Let's just get up with what it is. I was in Honolulu, Hawaii. It was paradise for about 5 minutes because Organic OK told me, dude, we're here to work, man, okay? Did you tell them everyone your name was DJ Butterfly Feces?
Nah, man, there's some people I don't tell. Sometimes I tell them, sometimes I don't. It's just the moment they're going to hear that's my name, they're not going to listen. I told them the whole story about how, okay, the whole thing about... Everyone knows about the metaphor for the butterfly. Not just because the wings are so beautiful, but there's a whole metaphor for life in there. You go into your little workshop, little worm goes to a little workshop, and he builds something, and he flaps his way to glory. And you know what? The butterfly doesn't last long. It's like being a cockroach, dude.
No, dude. Cockroach doesn't have a long lifespan either, you know. They have all the advantages, and that's why they survive. They've been around for centuries and whatever. And, you know, roach motels, roach traps, roach bombs, and whatever, they're still... But I'll tell you something, dude. Roaches don't live, each individual roach, they don't live that long. We're all terminal. One day, even the roach is going to go extinct, man. All you can do is live for now. Look in the moment and ask yourself what you need. What is enough? I thought about that. You've seen a lot on the street, haven't you?
Yeah.
But this place is supposed to be paradise, dude. Every place can be paradise if you just... No, not every place. Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of bad cities, whatever, but, you know, nothing about paradise. Paradise is expensive, so it ain't paradise for most people.
He was right.
Okay, looking around Honolulu, the place was... There were a lot of homeless people. Because this place was dang so beautiful that to live there was ludicrously expensive.
But surely there's got to be some dang way to, like, maybe they could build a few more places and whatever for people to live.
Well, they also need some place for them to work, too. Then what are they going to do?
I don't know. Man. I don't know. This paradise. It's paradise.
But ain't paradise when you're broke. Dude, again, like I told you, what place is paradise when you're broke? You know? Imagine basically living in a place like this and having no money. Dude, imagine being a guy in the hood, you know, from the street, you know, looking to something, making all kinds of cash. Well, that'd be all right. I mean, even if the city doesn't look so nice and beautiful and whatever, as long as you're rich.
Yeah, but these people are trapped here.
Where are they going to go? He was right. Hawaii was an island. What were they going to do? Tell them to swim for it?
Got to be something we can do.
Yeah, there is. Want to get around there and aware, get them aware. I've been trying, but... Look, I went to them. I went to all the beaches all around Honolulu.
I basically tried to teach them how to indulge themselves. You know what? I convinced everybody. There was one guy, the one guy over there I noticed who was playing a ukulele.
You're bound to find someone playing a ukulele. I asked him to get around all of us and strum at it and sing songs.
Doesn't matter. Whatever songs. Sing whatever you want, brother. For all of us. I want us all to be together, man.
You want? I thought maybe we could Look, I don't know if I told you. I think somebody told us last week. Now, I was one who was trying to get maybe a few more vehicles on the mainland, place them to live in. But one of them told me, no. Here in Hawaii, Honolulu, it's illegal for someone to live in their car. I couldn't believe this. How much worse is it going to get?
Something had to be done. I want to get everybody just a little up in arms. Something has to be done, doesn't it?
Well, don't you think so? Okay, no. Let me recap.
In Honolulu, now, you're not allowed to live in your car. There are people who are being thrown out on the street because it's not like basically a lot of even more poor, more impoverished places in the U.S. When you're broke, the street, I've said it before, it's so easy to get onto. It's almost impossible to get off of. And these homeless dang people, they need something. But how do I give it to them? How, my brothers and sisters, how?
I assume it must have been legal maybe to live in a tent or something. Kept asking around.
Dang, where was I going to get a tent? What's something? You know what, even if you're homeless, I mean, this is a place that's nice to be homeless in. But no, it still ain't right. I told them our plan. I told them how we're going around there trying to shelter the homeless and unite everybody in a way. We're all going to be part of one big sort of united, I don't know what you want to call it. But you know something? You know something? She ain't easy. I mean, what do you do? How do you basically go around trying to convince places in this? One of them basically interrupted me.
Can I explain to you? I was a rich man, but I lost my business and my home. Now, I wondered if this guy was full of it, this guy was insane, whatever, but one thing was for sure, I had to find out. What are you talking about?
I lost my home. But you know what? I will get my things back.
Talk about.
Do you know what it means to be rich? It doesn't just mean having a lot of money. It means having resources that always have money come in. See, I was rich.
What happened?
The information age. The problem is every single moment, and this is where I got this wrath from. Back in the beginning of the industrial age, early on, the older you got, the more valuable you became. You knew the scores on everyone. They wanted to keep you on. That was their internet talk. You know, the seniors were protected. They were kept around. They're willing to pay you more money. There was jobs and tenure. We're living in the information age. The older you get, the less valuable you become. And even somebody who's very young, with potential isn't necessarily whatever, because everyone is expendable. The more advanced technology gets, the more we are all becoming worthless and obsolete. One of the problems is free downloading. When the internet put everything up there, where you didn't have to buy a copy of anything, when you basically could just streamline it for free, virus, but guess what?
What?
That's why somebody's on the street now. Now, I know, see, once you have financial literacy, once you know how to read the numbers, how the numbers make money, once you know how to read that, you know what? You can be rich. You can stay rich, and even if you go bankrupt, you can get it all back. Rich people do go bankrupt, but they build their fortune back. I want to be rich. Want to tell me how to do it. Wait a minute, is it really that simple? For all I know, this guy was jerking me. He's an old hobo telling tall tales, tales of gold and sunshine. But I don't know. Like, I always had this mentality that people who were on the streets were just kind of born there and thrown adrift and whatever, and that rich people were just born rich. I was the kind of guy who always, everyone else, we always assumed that a rich person would come with a huge chunk of money. But even I knew, I remember once hearing all about lottery winners. That's right, sometimes you actually do win those things. People who won the lottery. It's 9:45 right here on the DJ Butterfly Feces program, cocooning from the microphone. You listen to DJ Butterfly Feces telling you his story about his expeditions on the street. Okay, please, get in. Get involved with the calls. We're at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. And this is weird rule. You have to dial a 1 first. Oh, and check out Maya Harrison's stuff, too. She got stuff going on. Not as important as this, but I got to be honest. What else is more important than what we're trying to do here? Running out of time here, people. Maybe it's time to create this peace on earth and harmony and goodwill towards men before it's all dust. Because it looks like we're coming to the end here. I know everyone says that nobody takes it seriously, but look around. It looks like it's getting there. Look around. I talked to that guy. You know what? I was terrified because I realized what had happened. What to do, what to do, what to do. I sat down and basically had all of them tell us how are you going to become rich again? I know how to read the numbers. When you know how to read the numbers, you have money, make money. Money comes in. Money builds money. Show me how to do it? Not in one night. It's a long period of give it time and effort. What brings you to Honolulu? I told him my story. I told him how I was basically a guy in McKinleyville who was a C-average guy his whole life until basically the guy who called him Organic OK bumped into him and this just fell onto his lap. Then I'm on this trip. That's the thing about opportunity, chances. They normally come from really hard work, perseverance, being genetically blessed, having a true gift. But once in a while, once in a blue moon, they just jump it. They throw themselves at you. I'm glad you proved yourself. You could move on to great things. You think you'd want to be rich? Yeah. Who wouldn't? People want to have a lot of money, but no one knows what it really means to be rich, rich. That's the thing about rich. You have to study numbers doing a certain thing, and you got to persevere. You got to get by sometimes when there's no money at all. Not every rich person ever. Not all rich people go bankrupt. But it's been happening now more. There was a Great Depression in 1929, and there's almost kind of one now. But you know something? Listen to me. If everyone learns how to become rich, go entrepreneur, more people do, we can rebuild America in a bigger, better way. Why spend your life working hard for money? Slaving. That's what your parents did. That's all you know how to do. Change your mindset.
All right.
I want to do that too, but what I'm trying to do at the moment is trying to save the vagrants in person. How do you propose to do that? Well, I don't know. I was trying to get them to basically build maybe a little bit more housing out here in Honolulu. Honolulu is a big lush, rich, fertile place. But even building more houses and more apartments isn't necessarily going to solve the problem. Yeah, everyone needs a place to live, but then when they have it, how are they going to afford to live there? People there are going to expect them to pay. I thought about it. Thought about there are places in the world where there's a lot of raw open land, if we create civilization there. I said, okay, well, think about this. I mean, okay, look at Las Vegas. Las Vegas. Yeah, now there's Nevada.
Now, there's a state that almost is just one big, wide-open plain, but you know something? They built something there. They can do that. We can do that all over.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Everyone needs a place to live. Would you want to get involved with the homeless? A lot of people don't want to be involved with the homeless because here's the thing. There's no money in it. And at the same time, what can the homeless give back? It's too much of a hassle. I know. But that's what Organic OK is trying to do. Organic OK. I told him who he was. I told him how we met. I told him that he saved me. I told him that he got me to try to save everybody else, that he dubbed me. Give me a look. Dubbed you what? His messenger. Yeah, that's right. I didn't tell him my name was DJ Butterfly Feces. I know I should. No, but somehow when you say your name is bug crap, even when you literally explain to him the whole dynamic, it's just, I don't know. You just lose credibility. What to do. One thing he told me, I remember, was that Hawaii was kind of a place where a lot of people, where there were quite some wealthy people here, because a place like this, a lot of people want to get on the island, whatever, and they had a good supply and demand. Now, it's on the Organic OK. He's wealthy himself. That's why I can afford to do this, why he's doing this. Really? Well, how do you know he's wealthy? Well, because he could afford this whole trip. I mean, he afforded to come and get me from McKinleyville. He afforded to come and get me all the way across the country. He's been financing this whole trip. He's been financing everything. That money didn't just come from anything. I haven't seen anybody else but him. He seems to be paying for all this.
Oh.
You're happy to spend the rest of your life suckling at his teeth?
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm just asking, really. Do you want to keep relying on his money? I'm not doing this just so I can be in his employ. I'm doing this so I can be I'm trying to help all these people. I'd like to be rich myself. Now, I was conflicted here. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? I was conflicted. Conflicted. Now, on one hand, of course I owed everything to Organic OK. And I wanted to basically keep pushing the cause. On the other hand, really, it's like pushing a boulder up a hill, which is the actual definition for syphilis, which is what this felt like. I'm going around there trying to basically say, buddy, and you know what? He's right. Building some more apartments and houses for people in the great island of Hawaii is not really personally truly going to fix the problem. Because, you know something, once they're there, then what are they going to do? What then? As long as everybody has a place to live. Well, how are they going to afford that place? Even when you've legally paid off a place and you have ownership. Ownership. Even when you do, you're still running water and electricity. And maintenance and whatnot to be dealt with. I mean, where's the money going to come in? I agree, maybe the rich needed a few less tax breaks to save the rest of this country. Or who knows, maybe this guy was right. Maybe the answer was literally just maybe making sure more people learned how to become rich. Go entrepreneur the way the rich man. Own stock. Patent a product. Think about the 1% need to get bigger. They need to teach that in regular school. They can find a way to make it so they did. You know? I don't know what to do. I was conflicted. More than conflicted, I was just completely lost. Because, dang it, now, once again, don't get me wrong, I was happy to have Organic helping me. I was so happy Organic was here saving me. I was so happy of all this, but how was I going to make this happen? But immediately, I had to basically say I was going to become rich later. Why? Look around. One thing I learned from this guy not organic, okay, but this other beach bum, this wealthy man, this empire, this emperor who had fallen, crashed. One thing I learned from his ass was that I don't know. What the hell was I going to do? This place was expensive and rich. And Honolulu, Hawaii did not have any patience, basically, for poor people. It's only one of those places where they could afford to help these poor people. But it seemed like they didn't want to. I wanted to basically help the Clintons. I told everybody. I told them we all need to stay together. We all need to stand around and march and fight. I told them that that we all need to stay united together, almost unionized. So I went to all of them, and I told us all stay together. Let's all work together. I wanted to get basically everybody, basically. Okay, actually, was this a good idea? First, I went running to Organic OK. I told him everything. I told him about his, about the whole plan, about talking to this, basically, this entrepreneurial type, this guy who was once rich, but is now poor, who has fallen. I told him everything. Here it is.
He said, dude, I know all that. I mean, I made my money that way. But he may not know how to basically, because here's a question.
If he basically can make all that money, why isn't he out there doing it now?
You know, the truth is, yeah, it is a team effort. But he's on the street now.
He may know just enough, but not enough. Here it is. I was thinking about a few of these homeless people. Maybe they knew how to get join the 1%, maybe it would help.
They could all learn how to get rich?
Well, yeah. I ain't done yet. I was thinking how we could all basically be united. We should all learn how to do all this.
You want to do this too, don't you? Look, I'll tell you what, at some point you can join the 1%. I'll teach you. I'll mention if you're willing to learn. But right now we've got to think about saving all these dang people.
We've got to think about saving them. Saving them.
He was right.
I told a little story about how I learned these people aren't allowed to live in cars and trucks and Winnebago.
Yeah, I know.
Why not? I mean, look at this overwhelming homeless population, like trying to punish them for being homeless.
Dude, life punishes you in general for being homeless. That's how they get you to do all this stuff. Whatever they, what they'll threaten you with if you don't do it. What do you want to do?
Are there homeless shelters here in Honolulu?
Maybe, but I'm sure they're full.
In a way, I thought maybe we could do what we did in that other town. I don't remember if it was San Diego or what, but we basically got every, but we got a whole bunch of people to go outside, and we marched, and we made some noise about the fact that these people need to be saved. Somebody needs to do something.
No, you know why they want to help? Because they're afraid that if they complain about where the homeless are being treated, they'll become homeless too, like they'll throw them out in the street and all that. It's true.
Yeah, I know. It's 10 o'clock here, the half hour here on the DJ Butterfly Feces, cocooning from the microphone program. Please call in and basically
Let your information be known. We're at 515-605-9705. That's 515-605-9709. Please call in. Get involved. The program is brought to you by Maya Harrison. You can find her on www.mayamaya.com. Maya Maya. Call in. Look her up. The program is brought to you by Organic OK. Organic, okay. Well, long story short, really, I had trouble sleeping that night. I was going to sleep in the Winnebago, but I don't know. I decided to basically sleep on those beaches there like the rest of them. They were homeless in paradise. Doesn't that count for something? I sat around telling them my plan about Organic OK's plan, but really, what we really need to do is fight. Fight hard. As soon as it was over, it'll be over. What to do. All right, here it is. I got up, convinced everybody to come with me, and I said, maybe we could have made sort of a statement. We walked around the city together. We actually stood outside City Hall for a little bit of while until they chased us away. We talked to random people on the street about how that they're throwing these Honoluluans, these Hawaiians, out on their freaking ass. And how any one of them could have been next, and how this is not a place that takes care of its citizens. They made some noise, of course, about trying to get them to expand the homeless shelter. I don't know if they listened. And how I think basically now we need to make it so it's perfectly okay. It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly what... for someone to sleep in their car or live in a tent. I actually heard someone say, if you can't afford to live here, get out. Like an apartment complex, life is like that. Sad. What to do next? What to do? Well, I basically had all of us sit around and listen to the once rich man. He said, I'm going to be rich again. See, I told the rest of my people that I'm going to be what to do. I want us to be rich. All of us. So, I basically said, I had everyone sit down and listen to the will. Listen to this once rich man. He said, I will be rich again. See, it's real simple. As soon as I go on my trip. Look, I'm going to start making money again, but first I want to do some real living. Just keep something in mind, dude. Protect your ideas. Protect your thoughts, your investment. When you have an idea, keep it under your hat. Everybody's looking for an idea. It's the most valuable asset of all. It may seem like the easiest part. But nowadays, it seems like everything's invented. And nobody wants to pay for anything. That's the reason some people are broke. Copyright is there for a reason. So a house doesn't fall down. Honestly, I don't know what to make of all this. I was at a loss, but we all need to become rich. But how? Well, that can wait.
I went over to Organic OK and I told them Mission invited some of them on our trip.
You think they're going to want to leave?
Because you know, this is their home. I know you were anxious to leave, but where you're from, it snows. It doesn't snow here. Weather's always perfect. It's always beautiful here. Think they're going to want to leave?
Now that was a dang good question. That was actually the question. I had to ask.
I talked to him basically about a few more homeless people, basically. Going entrepreneur, learning how to become rich and whatever. I said, dude. I'll teach some people. I don't know if I can teach them all. They're not necessarily going to want to stick with the program or whatever because, you know, it's a hell of a life. It's really, you got to change your whole mindset on the world. It was too much. He was right. I thought it was too much, too. Me? I don't know what to do. I was partially at a loss. I was exhausted. I was wondering how we're going to help all these people. I raised some awareness and told them we all need to be united. All of us or none of us. A lot of people seem to have that mantra. How many people can afford to push it? People can afford to anything it. Not me personally. I had a really sweet deal. And I felt like I did all I could, needed to. So I sat down and enjoyed, tried to relax and enjoy some Honolulu. Then Organic OK said, what are you doing? I looked up. There was Organic OK. He was right there. Dude, what are you doing? Just trying to enjoy all this. He laughed. That's good. That's good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. But don't rest on your laurels too much. We're here for a reason. I said, I know. But thanks. I tried to get that thing repealed. I went around trying to raise awareness. I walked with them. I said, do. Oh, no. I'm just saying, don't think it's all done for the day. Rest, enjoy it. Take a moment to take it all in. But just know we're still working here. Always know that. And so I did. I enjoyed Honolulu. It was beautiful. It's a lot less fun. You don't have money to burn, but I remember looking around at places and thinking, you know, they could build a lot more apartment complexes and some more beautiful homes around here with all the businesses that are dropping dead. Create more jobs. Shelter for everybody in Honolulu. This place was so beautiful. Maybe they didn't need it. Maybe I was working too hard. They said they can't stay in their car, but surely there could be how about a Winnebago? How about a trailer park? I know it seems tacky, but a few of those in freaking Honolulu, would that be the worst thing? I wanted to talk to some of the tourists. I basically tried to get this. I tried to talk to a couple of tourists. I did. I went up to them. I asked them if they had a beautiful time here. I said, love it here in Honolulu? You live around here? I said, no, we're on vacation. One of them told me. I smiled. Then suddenly an idea hit me. Well, here in Honolulu, we look at it as the corner of paradise. Oh, you're from around here? Yeah. I should say I live here for now. Here in Honolulu, paradise for all of us, but not quite all of us, you know. There are those who are basically without means at the moment. Destitute. Not that you knew what I meant. The homeless epidemic. It's really bad. Well, if you got to be homeless, she said, this is a place to be.
Yeah. Listen, I was about to basically talk to this tourist, but then I realized, what could she do? I don't feel right asking her for money. If it wasn't for me, it's for them. Would you please give money to them? You know? I don't feel right doing that. I don't feel right giving money to her. I don't feel right asking for money from her. And she's a tourist. All these people here, they're tourists. They came over here to indulge in this island and its beauty, as they should, rightly so. But then what? I mean, they don't live around here. They can't really change the laws. I want to talk about all the homeless epidemic that's been going on here, even in Honolulu. But, you know, I don't want to put a damper on their vacation. And what are they going to do? What can they do? This falls under the category of lack of options. I don't want to bum them out, but and I wanted to tell them about that once rich guy who is now poor. Well, actually, is broke, but he will be rich again at one point. And I wanted to literally... What? I'm going up to somebody with a sales pitch just about trying how to get rich. That's as much a pain in the ass, really, as basically trying to sell somebody something. So I just try to sit down. I try to tell them about this guy, Organic OK, who's going around trying to help the homeless people here. Doesn't work. No, I got to give it a shot. I sat down. I started talking to them about me. I started literally just started telling them about the homeless epidemic problem that has been spreading like wildfire. Wildfire drenched in gasoline in a wooded forest. And I personally told them about how it's only getting worse. And even, oh, there are people here who are becoming homeless, you know. She's like, oh, that's too bad. Which I said, here's the thing. If you can, what do you want, like money? No. What I'm asking you to do is please, to the cause, make sure more people are united, our homeless awareness, and try to find a way to make it. Did you know that homeless people aren't allowed to even sleep in their cars over here? Well, where do they sleep? On the street? On the street, in the beach. I sleep on the beach at one. Yeah, listen, sleeping on the beach. It's 10:15 right here on the program, cocooning from the microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces. Get involved in the calls. We're at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Check out, this program was brought to you by Organic OK. Oh, and check out Maya Harrison, too. She's got a website, www.mayamaya.com. Maya with a Y. Two times Maya, then.com. After www. Now, really... I told him to basically make it so somebody could basically live in his car. In his car. Maybe not just building up more homes here, but how about a trailer park? A way to create more jobs for people. She said, that's a great idea. I think I'm going to remember that, she said. She smiled and she walked away. And I realized she wasn't walking off because she was anxious to go fight for the cause because I changed her life. I turned it around. It was because I scared her off. I put a damper on her vacation. I know. I was a dang party. But come on, this is a real problem here. I don't know. honestly, I found myself just feeling angry and tired. Irritable. Who's going to listen to me about this? To everybody else. To most people, this island's paradise. While there are people basically being thrown on the street every single day, there's always somebody being thrown on the street. It's even worse when you're handicapped. There was a time when you didn't have any money. Everyone thought it was funny to answer, get a job. I basically walked around back and forth, and I went back to organic. Okay, I said, he looked at me and said, dude, you're starting to get a little stressed out. What's the matter? I don't know what to do, man. I don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
I was at a loss. I ran into some tourists. I tried telling them about our program and what they're hoping to get. Well, it's good. It's good. She tried to be nice, but I know I just chased her off. It's like, this guy's talking about something important, but she wants to wear the rest of her for vacation. No one's listening. I had up to here. I had enough. I don't want to do something, but nobody else does. Dude, that's going to happen sometimes because it's going to be a little bit harder to get the message out here, but you're doing it. Now, I know she wasn't happy in that birth. I bet, she could have gone back to her hotel room, and then after a while, from mulling over in her head after it coming apart at the scene, then she decided that she's going to do something. Do what? I don't know. What now? I walked with Organic OK. We walked on that beach. Dude, you did a good job. You talked to people. You reached out to them. You helped them out. You helped them out. You helped them out. Who did I save? Who was willing to let me save them? I like to believe that I collectively unified some people at Honolulu, Hawaii, and that maybe I did reach a chord with that woman, that tourist. I like to believe that I made a difference because I had some other place we went to, but I don't really know enough of a difference here. So about the environment just made it so people, because Honolulu, Hawaii was such a beautiful place that who wants to listen? When are we leaving?
That's a nice attitude. Listen to you all say, when are we leaving? Are we there yet? I want to go home.
Look at me, man. I am home. In that Winnebago, I'm home. Home is with you.
No, 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 dude. You're on a mission here, okay? Now, I helped you up. I got to tell you something. Listen
to me.
I don't know.
I don't know what to do.
Dude, we ain't leaving yet. Now, listen. This ain't your home, okay? I'm taking you on my trip. You're on the road with me. We're working, whatever. This ain't my home. This ain't your home. We're not home. I don't know if you're going to have a home when you get back. I like to think maybe your parents will come around. Maybe you're... Maybe if this thing really takes off, you'll be able to have a home of your own, and so will other people. But right now, think about it. You don't have a home, and neither do they. This is like means, dude. This is means. This ain't a home.
He was right. Dang it, he was right.
Maybe better if we didn't leave yet. We're not going yet. I want you to personally keep pushing the message. Keep inspiring, influencing. I want you to basically keep on pushing all that noise. I want you to keep on doing it. Now, believe me, it's going to be, you know, it ain't going to be that hard. Won't be that easy. I should be natural. Just let it happen. Like this business, dude. Like this business, like a show business thing. Well, it's natural. It's no cakewalk. But it's just a job. I don't know what to do. We weren't leaving Honolulu yet. But what else was there to do? I went around to all these island people. I told them my story and the message, and they all liked the idea of it. And they all asked, now what? Once again, I want to get people in a bunch of basically, I don't know, this is an island. See, maybe get them in some houseboats or some crap. Honestly, I want to get a few more people in some kind of housing. Houseboating again. Yeah, that's a good idea. I knew dang well, once again, they're not allowed to live in cars. Okay. They're not living in cars. Maybe I can get that repealed. Allow vagrant, homeless people in Honolulu, whatever, to be able to basically have a few cars and trucks. So maybe I can do that. Maybe I'd make a noise, enough of a stink, and they'll basically open a Honolulu homeless shelter. Do they even have one of those? I'm trying to remember. I think so. You know what? You know what? If they're not going to let people sleep in houses and cars, they're not going to let people sleep in cars, then dang it. They dang well better have a Honolulu homeless shelter, and it better be huge. What to do? Well, I was going to fight. I was going to basically fight 10 times harder tomorrow. Emergency place. Really? No, honestly, I kept walking up and down and thinking, what am I going to do now? I don't know what to do. What do I do? All right. I decided to basically make it so that we're all united, all teamed up together. I wanted all of them to meet Organic. Okay. I took them all over there. I wanted them to meet the guy. I didn't tell him he was necessarily in the money. Well, actually, I told one guy. The entrepreneur, the rich guy, the rich man who's now poor. They took me aside and said, dude, what are you doing? Don't tell them all who I'm. Look, I made you the messenger for a reason. You're supposed to carry the message. Don't tell them I got money. But that guy said he used to be rich, and he went broke. And you guys could collaborate together and make even more money. Dude, you don't know if he's telling the truth or not. Yeah. Let's think about the world. Nobody believes anything unless they can see it. Yeah, I don't know what. I knew the base. I knew it was a homeless shelter. I decided I was going to find out more about it. You know what? I was going to try and see if I can get a few Native Hawaiians, Honoluluans. What if it's actually a term? Well, if it's not, it should be. If it is, remember, I cornered it first. You heard it here on Kakuna from the microphone. Just put a copyright on that so nobody steals it. Just let them know I did. I will. Anywho.
Honestly, the silence is beautiful. If I got together everybody, all of us, whatever, to do something grand, I was going to investigate the homeless shelter. I was going to do something with it.
But what? What to do? What to do? All right. I had a big plan. Tomorrow's going to be something special. I had a burning desire. I was going to do something grand. And good people. I'll tell you what. Tune in for tomorrow's show to see what we did. Because there, we really raised some eyebrows and some hell. Dang, we did. You've been listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here. Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. This program is brought to you by Organic OK, who is still out there fighting for the cause. Please check in with them. I beg of you, tune in. And tune in tomorrow, 9 o'clock sharp. There will be no schedule changes there. All right. And check out Maya Harrison online as well. Thank you, and good night.